His knowledge of Russian contacts made by members of the Trump campaign in the lead-up up to the 2016 presidential election. Sessions next addressed whether he had lied in a past hearing.
I will not accept and reject accusations that I have ever lied.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore should drop out of the special election race in Alabama.
He should step aside. Number one, these allegations are credible. Number two, he should if he cares about the values and the people he claims to care about, then he should step aside.
Moore is continuing to be dogged by allegations of sexual assault and sexual misconduct involving women that were underage at the time. You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Call now, 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA.
Confidence in the U.S. job market remains high. USA Radio's Doug Christian reports.
The government jobs report for October shows the U.S. economy rebounding strongly, despite several massive hurricanes. The unemployment rate is down now to 4.1%, the lowest level since 2000. Confidence in the job market has risen to a new high. Rasmussen reports that 39% of American adults believe the job market is better than it was a year ago. That's up from 35% in May and the highest level of confidence in regular surveying since early 2010. Doug Christian, Washington.
60% of voters nationwide said Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore should withdraw his name from the election set for December 12th due to the sexual allegations against him, according to a new Politico Morning Consult poll released earlier today. Only 16% said Moore should continue his campaign, with 24% undecided. The poll was conducted between November 9th and 11th, and it's unclear how many people were actually from the state of Alabama. You're listening to USA Radio News.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes The Star.
That light, that's The Star. This is where it's been leading me.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what to get.
The Star. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 17th. For tickets and showtimes, go to thestarmovie.com.
And recapping our top story today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions was questioned on a March 2016 meeting that he had with former campaign advisor George Papadopoulos.
I did not recall this event, which occurred 18 months before my testimony of a few weeks ago, and I would gladly have reported it had I remembered it.
The Justice...
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. I'm always here on Tuesdays from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I often have folks that I interview. Today I don't have anybody to interview. And I guess you could say I'm going to have a bit of a hodgepodge of information, which includes the value and importance of being engaged with the Chamber of Commerce, namely the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the organization that has sponsored WHCRDB, the voice of business here in Hunterdon County and New Jersey for that matter. So today we're going to be talking about the Chamber and a meeting and a seminar that I just attended. I'd like to share some information with you about that. We'll also talk about ways to keep your employees engaged, which was actually two of the seminars that I attended today had to do with employees and people that you're working with to make sure they're all happy campers. So before I continue, I have a message from one of our sponsors, and then we'll talk about the weather, and from there we'll go into this program. So here we go.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host here on Teachable Moments in Business at the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. And right now, it looks like the weather is about 66 degrees Fahrenheit, and with a humidity of about 45%, which is pretty good, actually. Now, tonight, we're looking at there's probably a chance of rain, like 70 to 100% chance of rain here on April 24th, 2018. And the temperature will probably go down to about 48 degrees. Now, tomorrow, we're looking at some more rain, which is likely, and it could be as much as 100%, maybe down to 70% of rain, with a high near 63. So it looks like the weather's going to start getting warmer, maybe. However, Wednesday night, we're going back down to about 46 degrees Fahrenheit. So when I come back for the next segment on weather, we'll take a look at the expanded weather forecast into toward the weekend, actually. So I just got back from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce annual program, which is referred to as the Women's Leadership Summit. Here's a flyer, which is on the front page of the Chamber's newsletter, which comes out, I believe it's every month. And today it was held at the Holiday Inn in Clinton, New Jersey, and they had some really good speakers. There was a group that actually there was breakfast, and then there were some breaks, and there was lunch, and a keynote speaker. So it was a very informative, well-developed program. So in the morning, there was a choice of that you could attend two out of three presentations. One of them was entitled Affecting Change in Civic Leadership, put on by Caroline Scott, who was on the Frenchtown Borough Council. The second choice that you had was Promoting a Healthy Workplace by Kim Blanda, and she was joined by several other people who included, Colette Camisa and also Christine Sabatino, and they're nurses, and they gave, two of them are nurses, and one works in the corporate arena in finance, but she got involved in working with these women and presented a program called Promoting a Healthy Workplace, and I'll share some thoughts along those lines with you. And then finally, the last presentation that I heard, which was put on by Ann Thornton, who had three people on a panel, young people, and it was entitled Leading Across Generations. Then finally, the keynote speaker was Natasha Chandler, who is president and founder of Chandler Consulting Group. And she is a change strategist, I guess you could say, someone who's an organizational psychologist, an executive coach, a philanthropist, an entrepreneur, and a transformational leader. And she actually talked about what it takes to be a transformational leader. So I hope to get her PowerPoint, actually, and be able to study it a little bit further. But what was interesting in promoting a healthy workplace, it's something that I really hadn't given a lot of thought to when I give a program entitled How to Attract, Manage, and Maintain and Keep Good Employees. In fact, I've done three out of four programs for the chamber here in the offices here at our beautiful restored Greek Revival building, which is on Main Street in Flemington. In fact, on Friday, I'm doing a program on guerrilla marketing, and that's something that many people don't know, even though it's been around for a long time. They're really not familiar with the concept of guerrilla marketing. In fact, today I met a bunch of women from different businesses, and I mentioned guerrilla marketing to one of them, and she said, "What was that?" And guerrilla marketing, if I have time, I'll get into it, although I think I did a program on guerrilla marketing. I'll probably go back and do it again one of these days. But going back to the gals that gave a talk on promoting a healthy workplace, this is interesting. There are a lot of things that you have to do to attract good employees and to keep them so that they don't leave. If you lose a good employee, it's very costly to replace them. And one of the things that they focused on it was having a healthy workplace, which is something that I did not include in my presentation, but is I'm going to from now on. Having a healthy workplace, think about it, is so important to a business owner. You want a healthy workplace for your employees so they enjoy coming to work. They build up some camaraderie through various activities that you'll be conducting. A healthy workplace means that you encourage them to exercise and to eat healthy, perhaps having a business meeting but providing healthy food during that time. Or if somebody, you may encourage them to stand up every hour. In fact, one of the things I learned was sitting for 4 hours is the new smoking. So you want people to stand up maybe once an hour to stretch their legs, stretch their arms and their backs. It actually helps to promote better posture, a better positive frame of mind by having them exercise. And sometimes the one gal, it was really interesting, her name was Colette, she actually gave us some handouts on activities that you could encourage the employees to partake in and also reward them for drinking water, for exercising, for walking a certain number of steps in a day's time, and other types of activities. So I'm going to study that some more, and I'm going to put it into my program. Now, when I came to the program on the generations, that program really focused more on the baby boomers and the millennials, but they kind of left out the Generation X. So in the series of in our history, the boomers are the oldest group, and their range of dates ends at about 1947, maybe 46, somewhere in there. And then the next group would be the Generation X, and then you've got the Generation Y, which are also called millennials. But there's a new generation coming up also that people have to think about, and those are the people who were born around 1994, 96. And they are now in either high school and or college. And these folks have different mindset, different motivators than even the generations before them. So it's important that today that you pay attention if you have employees or you're looking to hire people, it's important that you consider what's going to attract those people and what's going to motivate them so that they do the job. And if they're not doing the job well, the business is going to definitely suffer. So there were two people whose name that I recommended that people read, and one was Simon Sinek, and the other is Jason, I forget his last name, I'll think of it. But at any rate, it's a good idea to think about listening to programs on YouTube where you can learn more about the generations and what motivates them. Keep in mind that there could be a seven-year overlap in the characteristics of a generation. Now, each generation subjected to different situations in the economy, world wars. Of course, the old people had the famine and other things that impacted their living and their existence. In the generations that existed during Kennedy and other people that were significant leaders in the country, they were affected by those people. Obama certainly would have affected the millennials for sure. What's interesting about some generations, this is interesting, the baby boomers, if you look at a list of all of the motivators for the generations, baby boomers don't need to have a lot of fun. They want to get the work done and they want to be dedicated to the employer. Then the Generation X, they having fun goes up a little bit in the chart that I use in my classes. And then the millennials or the Generation Ys, having fun is even more important. But some of those people don't stick with the jobs for very long. I know that one of my sons is a millennial, and I was told when he was in high school that millennials might have as many as 14 careers when all was said and done, whereas in reading up about the last generation or the most current ones in school, it's called the iGen or the Z generation. It's because they were born before, during, and after 9/11, and the fear of terrorism that we're all facing today, I think that group is going to be staying closer to home, and they will be less likely to want to change jobs, and they will want to be they will have a mindset of wanting to help their companies succeed, and they want to feel valued. Of course, everybody does. But if you're going to hire in different generations, or if you already hired people from different generations, you may discover that some get along better with others than not, and you have to know what motivates them. One of the speakers on YouTube talks about the importance of setting goals with people. Now, older generations might be told that in order to be successful, you have to do this, this, and this to reach a certain goal, whereas some of the younger generations might be given the goal right up front, and then in order to reach the goal, they have to do this, this, and that. So it's a different way of looking at it. It's really looking at the end game and the goals that you want to achieve, and then tell people what they have to do to achieve those goals. And in fact, during the panel discussion today, I noticed that many of the questions and many of the responses really came down to following the old way of communicating with people, which was to say, do this, this, and that, and this is what you're going to get. But today I think you need to look at this, especially the millennials and hopefully even the iGen, the newest group that's coming down the pike. Talk to them about what the goals are and how to achieve them, and hopefully you'll get them certainly more engaged in doing that. So those are a couple things about the generations that people talked about today. So chances are, if you want to find out more about the topics, you should be able to contact Chris Phelan, who's the president of the chamber, and he may be able to give you the contacts and some information that they may have published. Some of them have indeed written books. So that's something for you to think about. So we have some sponsors that I have to share their messages with you, and then I will be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, and I own Califund Connection LLC with three DBAs. You know, if you have an LLC, you can have doing business as. In other words, in my case, Califund Connection LLC is a company name. It's an umbrella name. And under that, I have three company names, and there is a website for each one. Although they're a little behind in getting updated, I apologize to my listeners and to my viewers about that. But there are just so many hours in the day, as you know. But under Califund Connection LLC, I have Animal Brands, which was actually started in 1976 when I was about 10 years old. And I was the first woman to own, and still am, the first woman to own a manufacturer's rep agency in the pet supply industry, where we represented about 100 manufacturers. So if you know anyone who is giving some consideration to getting into the pet industry as a supplier or a service provider, they can give me a call and I'll give them some tips, whether they want to be a manufacturer, a distributor, a retailer, or a service provider such as a groomer or a trainer, that kind of those kinds of training, those kinds of service businesses. The second business is Rushmore Mentoring Group, and that's where I do private consulting and speaking here in New Jersey, or people I help people outside the pet industries under the name of Rushmore. And then I have another business which my husband actually runs, which is Rushmore Marine. And Rushmore Marine is a dealer for two companies. One of them is called Connect a Dock, and the other is Roll a Ramp. Those are two separate companies. But Connect a Dock is a company that manufactures, actually by rotomold system, modular floating docks for people who have waterfront property. And they have different accessories that go with the docks. And the other company, Roll a Ramp, makes ramps that actually are metal. They roll up, and they can be used for people with wheelchairs or from ship-to-shore applications. There are a lot of applications for it. So what's interesting is today there's a great deal of interest in kayaking and also paddleboarding and canoeing. And Connect-A-Dock just came out with a brand new product called Yakport. So if you have a waterfront and you want to enjoy it more than ever before, consider a Yakport. So the phone number that you can use for reaching all three companies would be 908-832-9544. And I'll give that number again at the end. But I'm a serial entrepreneur, so I'm very interested in how people start businesses and how they develop their business plan, how they do their marketing, how they identify and reach their target audiences. These are all the things that I like to help people to work on and to help them be successful in reaching their goals. You know, when you're just starting a business, or even if you've been in business for a while, it's a really good idea to spend time talking to someone who's been there and done it, because we're all lifelong learners. You have to get some fresh information from time to time, and so that's where Animal Brands for the Pet Industry and Rushmore Mentoring Group comes in for people who are not in the pet industry. And there's an awful lot of information that and takeaways that can be gained. And that, frankly, is the purpose of this program, Teachable Moments in Business. So if you'd like to be interviewed on this program, I hope you'll give me a call at 908-832-9544. We'll get you in here. We'll do brainstorming. It's very an informal conversation, but we do record all of these programs. And if you come in for an interview and you like the way the interview goes, you can capture that file and use it to show to people, show them what you do. And it helps to, I think, personalize a business, because people do business with people, not businesses. So you want to become real in the minds of your audience. Now, the other day I received a letter from Chris Phelan, who is the president of the Chamber of Commerce here in Flemington. And in fact, I've known Chris for a long time. I've known him since 2001 when he was a president of two chambers eventually, and then he came here. But he's always been very successful in developing the chamber business. And the letter that I received here says that this year our chamber continued its commitment to create an environment for healthy economic growth in Hunterdon County and continue to provide superior value to our membership. Your membership and your support enables the chamber to focus on this economic growth for our county, which benefits you, our members. And I would recommend that if you're not close, you don't have to live in or work in Hunterdon County to be a member of the chamber. I guess it really depends on where your target audience is and who you want to connect with. But I would recommend that you join chambers in your respective areas because the value is huge. So here, example, Chris wrote in this letter, here are some of the areas that the chamber is focusing on to stimulate commerce development in our county. So there are a bunch of bullet points here. The first one is representing business interests on a federal, state, and county and local level. So there may be a value to you depending upon your business. Our active support and engagement with Opportunity New Jersey. So the chamber is actually helping to build leaders in the community who will help others at the same time. Also, they inform members of critical issues worthy of their attention and or action. They supply member services and communication tools that connect business with opportunity. You know, if you need a connection with another business in the area, I would suggest you contact the chamber. Call Chris, and he knows everybody. So you may want to ask him to introduce you to a few people. They connected individual companies towards specific identified outcomes. They sponsor cost-effective learning and educational programming for all organizational levels, such as the annual Women's Summit that I just came from. Also, throughout this spring, the chamber has sponsored speakers, including me, and I've done three programs, and I have one more to do on Friday, which is, I mentioned, the guerrilla marketing. I did a program on what I call Harvard on the Highway, which was a whole series of tips that you would consider in developing your messaging, in identifying your target audiences, to your outreach program. And so these are tips that I've learned over the years and that I've been able to help business owners to develop. And so that's important. I also did one on how to attract and keep good employees. And, I did one on personal branding. And there we looked at four different elements in a, that you need to be aware of that will help you to determine how your audience views as your personal brand in the business community. That's a whole other story. The chamber also helps to strengthen the local economy because it helps people to do business with those who are members of the chamber and also to do business with people who live within the county. We want people to buy local. We don't want people going off either on the internet or going into other business communities to do business. We're anxious to ask people to do business locally because it helps to strengthen this local economy. They also maintain a forum for discussion and action on industry-related issues. So I would encourage you to pay attention. Also, come here, get interviewed. And we have, I don't know how many hosts, like 30 of them or so. And each host has a goal and a focus in the nature of their programs. And you should at least listen to them online. You can listen to these programs over your computer, on your cell phone, any mobile device, you can hear it. And believe me, this is supposed to be the only chamber that actually does have a radio program. It's very sophisticated. You may not look at what you see right here now, but it actually is a very sophisticated program. So we're going to do a news break, and then I'm going to come back. We'll talk about the weather, and we'll do some more talking.
USA Radio News.
We will not repeat the mistakes of past administrations. The campaign of maximum pressure will continue. France and the United States also agree that Iran cannot be allowed to develop a nuclear weapon.
President Donald Trump earlier today had a press conference with French President Emmanuel Macron. The president also offered a stern warning to the nation of Iran, saying if they restart their nuclear program, they're going to have bigger issues than they've ever had before. Former President George H.W. Bush was, quote, responding and recovering to treatment at a Houston area hospital today for an infection that had spread to his blood, according to a family spokesman. Bush has been hospitalized since Sunday, a day after attending the funeral of his wife, Barbara, who died last week at the age of 92. Stock market not looking so hot today. Dow Jones Industrial Average down over 400 points. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
So you're listening to Teachable Moments in Business, and I have a let's take a look at the news, at the weather. Actually, as I had said, the weather, the temperature is around 66. It's not raining yet, but according to the report that I'm viewing right now, at 9 o'clock tonight, you're going to need an umbrella, so maybe you can get home from work and not have to worry about running between the raindrops. And tonight there'll be a low of about 49 degrees. Now tomorrow, let's see, tomorrow on Wednesday, we're looking at weather is going to be rain early, then remaining cloudy with showers in the afternoon, and with a high of 63 degrees, winds about 5 to 10 miles per hour, and the chance of rain is about 90%. And then Wednesday night, the chance of rain is down to maybe 50%, and it'll be there will be a low of about 47 degrees. So it's still a decent sleeping time, I think, with sleeping temperature. Then on Thursday, intervals of clouds and sunshine with a high near 65. And on Thursday night, partly cloudy and with a low of about 47 degrees. Let me see what it says on Friday. Let's see, on Friday, showers in the morning, then cloudy in the afternoon, high near 63 degrees. And there's a chance of rain again, 50%. And then Friday night, a chance of rain is 40% with a low of 45 degrees. So kind of have ups and downs here with the weather this week, but it beats snow. I think we had enough of that for a long time. Although my husband has been reading recently that this whole spring and summer are going to be cooler than previous years. I think it's okay if it's cool at night. So that we can sleep and not have to have air conditioning running. During the day, you want to have it warm enough to be out to enjoy the outdoors and perhaps go swimming. Anyway, I wanted to talk about, here I have 51 ways to reward your employees without money. And this was put out by Mike Michalowicz, who was known originally as a toilet paper entrepreneur. He has now written, I think he just released his fifth book, but his first book is called The Toilet Paper Entrepreneur. You can look that up on Amazon. Then he has another book entitled The Pumpkin Plan, which gives you tips on how to develop your business by finding the right kinds of customers that you're best suited to serve, who will give you the greatest benefit for your own and cash flow for your own business. Another one's called Profit First, and that takes a completely different turn in terms of how you handle your money compared to what you might have considered for your business. And then the fourth one is called Surge, and I especially like that one. In fact, I'm going to be giving a talk to a well-known federal credit union here in New Jersey next Monday, and I'm going to use the example in Surge to point out the fact that you have to be looking for opportunities in your business if you want to continue growing. You have to sustain what you have, but you also perhaps want to grow the scope of your business, grow your revenue. And Serge makes a very good point about looking for the opportunities before, just as they're breaking, so that you can kind of stay away from it. But get that book, and you'll learn more about that approach. So what he wrote was a list of, here are a whopping 51 things you can give your employees that don't include cutting them a check. So let's take a look at some of these. Let the employees dump the one project they like at least. And that may be possible if you have enough employees to pass around the work, or maybe you can do it yourself if you're the boss. Use the president's office for a day, or maybe use let the employee park in the president's parking spot for a day. That might make him feel good. A handwritten note of a thank you note. You know, handwritten notes for business, generally speaking, are very good. Most people don't use them anymore. But think about when you the times that you receive a handwritten envelope. It might be a birthday card or, you know, a Christmas card or something like that. Or it might be an invitation to an event. But when you get a card that's smaller than a number 10, chances are you're going to open that one first. So a handwritten note really goes a long way. Here's one. Name the conference room or a lounge after the person who works for you, maybe as a recognition. Perhaps you want to invite them out to lunch periodically, maybe once a year for a birthday or perhaps an anniversary date, and suggest that they bring their spouse along, if a spouse or significant other. A video game for employees to give to their children, or what about a book? If you have an employee who has a special interest or hobby, maybe you'll find a book, or maybe you would recommend that they attend a certain event that might have something to do with what their hobby is. Maybe you have a special vacation day that they weren't expecting. Maybe a brand new desk, a chair, or other piece of office furniture. Kind of get that new feeling. That's always exciting when people see upgrades in an office. It sort of renews their enthusiasm. That's something for you to think about. What about a bouquet of flowers for maybe for no good reason? But I've known of bosses that would send their employees flowers. In fact, if you send flowers to them at the office, people will say, "Where did you get it?" They'll ask the person. So that helps to get some buzz about how generous the flower giver is. How about prepare a short video montage that celebrates the employee's accomplishments? That means you'd have to be having your video camera handy. Or it could be still pictures, but it turned into a video. A public thank you might be interesting. A company that has a newsletter that goes out to customers and other stakeholders, if they read a thank you where you cited an accomplishment of an employee, that helps to build their esteem and also better esteem for the company as well. Of course, a birthday card to their home. Pay them to take a fun class such as a cooking or skydiving. I had a gal that I interviewed a couple weeks ago, and the name of her business is Fun to Create. And she actually goes out and puts on little craft projects in the business environment that helps in team building. And that's something to think about. It's a really, really good idea to do that. So go back a couple weeks from today and look at my video. Let's see, find something they like to collect, such as stamps or coins, and give them one for their collection. Not a bad idea. Let them suggest a way they would like to be recognized. Some people would appreciate a press release in the local paper. Suppose, I'll give you an example. I counseled a fitness company by telephone that is located in Colorado and suggested that the trainers that work for them who may have made several achievements, maybe they won a contest or they were involved in some sort of a special event, gets them some recognition by not only putting a press release in the local newspaper, but also putting their picture and their bio on a bulletin board in the place of business so that when customers come in, they get to see the pictures. Or if they see the people's pictures in the paper, they'll relate to the individual, but also to the company. So it builds greater awareness. It's all about exposures, and it takes 9 exposures to get noticed just for somebody to act. So if you can get your exposures using different reasons, such as promoting visibility for an employee, that helps to give visibility to the company. Write a note to their family sharing how important the person's contribution to the company has been. That might be especially good for an intern or for a young person who has joined the company. And if parents appreciate the employer, they will help to reinforce the work that the young person might be doing. Keep a break room stocked with favorite drinks or snacks. And I would say, what about healthy food, such as fruit and other snacks that are indeed healthy? And that creates a healthy workplace if you can encourage healthy food. And, in fact, if you have a meeting, you conduct a meeting, why not bring in healthy food? It could be carrots or celery or things like that that they can munch on. And that would help to encourage the idea of healthy snacking. Buy them tickets to a concert, show, or some other event. Give them a small gift card for their favorite store. And we're not talking about a lot of money here, but what about if you have credit cards? A lot of credit cards enable you to take your bonus points and get gift cards. So it really is not going to cost you anything to give a gift card from time to time to someone who's on the staff that you want to show appreciation for. Pick up a book or CD for them, by their favorite artist or author. Let's see. This is a long list, actually. So the next one here is pick up the tab for them to have a family portrait taken. That might be a little more expensive, so, but it's worth a thought. Maybe give them some money toward to get their child to go to camp, maybe a summer program. That might be more costly, but if the employee is worth it, that would be pretty cool. If you have a staff member whose daughter is a Girl Scout, buy some cookies from them. You have a box of cookies, and they get a bonus for their scout troop by having sold those cookies. That'll probably generate more sales too. How about tickets for a movie? Maybe a gas card occasionally, especially if they travel. One of the gentlemen that I know who used to own a company who had traveling salespeople working for him. He would meet the traveling salesperson before they left home in the morning and take them out for the day for lunch and go get their car detailed. And, boy, that went a long ways. And then once a year he would take them on a cruise on the Hudson River, which is pretty cool too. And I'm sure they could take a spouse or a child on that cruise as well. What about a formal letter of appreciation for their personal file? You know, I tell people that they need to build a what I call a proof portfolio of testimonials and all kinds of resources that they could use down the road to show the skills that they've developed and the appreciation that they've received for the people that they've worked for, because they may not work for you forever. This is funny. I met a guy on a plane one time. It was the insurance business, and he said he was criticized for sending his employees to classes. And he said his opinion was that he would rather lose a well-trained employee than someone who doesn't do a very good job who doesn't leave. So if they do leave you, you want them to go with a nice letter of referral. Let's see. Create a day pass that they can turn in to take a day off, no questions asked. That's something to think about. The other thing is that your younger generations, the millennials, and it may well be the iGen or the Z generation, they may gravitate to companies that are socially responsible in the community. So let's say that you let somebody go out for a day to work in a child's day camp, or perhaps spend a day with Habitat for Humanity. You can get a lot of mileage out of that as an employer. Certainly you can make a note of that on your website, or you can tell the community through a free press release that you're supporting an organization. That person gets a day off. They get to do something a little different, and I think it would give them a sense of well-being that their company is supportive of organizations, nonprofit organizations within the community. Here's another one. Find a deal on a couple of three-day cruise tickets and set them up with a short vacation. That's a little more expensive. Allow them to be flexible with their hours. I heard stories today, and one story really was interesting. There was a woman who needed one day a week to leave work a half hour early, so she started coming in a half hour early in the morning. And eventually her supervisor got wind of it and got upset that she was leaving work a half hour early. And the woman, obviously they didn't have a very good communication, but the woman got pretty upset by not being able to take that one afternoon to leave early to pick up her child from school. And as a result of that, she had a bitter feeling toward the employer. And she told people that she was, neglected for her needs as a mother. And then I heard another example. Somebody said that they needed to do something with their child's school for just an hour, maybe once a month. And the employer said, sure, go ahead and do it. And so what a difference. The woman who was given the go-ahead to leave work to work at her child's school, maybe to read books to her child's class, she never forgot that. And so she has a very positive attitude toward her employer, whereas the other woman who wasn't allowed to take an hour to come in an hour early or half hour early in order to leave early on a given day, she resented it, and that became a very bitter thing, and eventually she left that company. So I think you have to be understanding of your employees. So flexibility with their hours is very important. Let's see. Let them choose one day a week to work from home if that's possible. It's not always possible given the nature of business. Have a birthday cake delivered to the office on their birthday. That is a nice thing to do. Everybody gets a little bit of a break. They get to focus on the one individual, and that'll make them feel good. And there may be some gifts in the offering as well. Get each employee to write something positive about the person on a piece of paper and give them the box of collected sayings or frame them for the employee. So peer pressure or appreciation by peers would be significant. Start a company wall of fame and add them to it. So if they've done something special, let's say they show dogs and their dog won a contest. Maybe there could be a picture of the employee with their dog, for example, on the wall of fame. Or perhaps they have a child who has made high scores in a particular sports event, or they themselves have had certain achievements. A wall of fame is really, really good. Find out what they are passionate about and give them a gift that relates to it. One time we were out in Colorado heading toward Arizona, and there's a place that has this guy was studied the stars, and he was a budding astronomer, and we took him a souvenir from this, I forget the name of it, astronomy place in Arizona, and he really appreciated it. He was one of my customers. Find out what they are passionate about. As I said, give them a gift. Create and give them an award that they can keep and frame for a job well done. Very good. Make up a certificate. Design a, make up a contest. Give them an award for something. Surprise them with an outdoor catered picnic, which you could do, say, in preparation for the 4th of July or Memorial Day. Do that. Have a mobile car wash come to the business and clean their vehicle. Now, that's a great idea. You could do that. In fact, there may be some high school kids that are doing a car wash, and maybe they can rally their forces on a Friday afternoon and come actually to the place of business and wash people's cars. I love that one. Let's see what else. Pay for a membership in a trade association of their choice. And in fact, it's very important that you as an employer send your employees to business events so they can learn more about the industry that you're in. Get them a subscription to a favorite magazine. Have a staff appreciation day once a month to provide them with a catered lunch. And that could be a healthy lunch. Give them and their colleagues, a catered breakfast. Give them a new improved job title. Oh, that's interesting. How about provide them with some one-on-one mentoring? That's a couple. I think I'm running out of time here. Let's see. I'm going to go on to some of our sponsors before I conclude.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
and I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Huntington is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Huntington County's businesses. Advancing Huntington engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org. Advancing Huntington, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Huntington.
I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host this afternoon on Teachable Moments in Business. So I was looking at a list of things you can do to make your employees happy campers. If they're pleased with working there, if they get the recognition that encourages them to keep on going, to be that much more productive, it's a win-win for everybody. They have a job and you have a business that's being productive. So provide them with some one-on-one mentoring. That might be very helpful, especially if there are some areas that you want them to develop stronger skills in. Institute a playtime where employees can play games or shoot some baskets. You can host an award, an annual award ceremony, give awards to employees for their contributions, celebrate their anniversary for joining the company. You might want to have casual Friday. Some companies like to do that. You have to be careful. You don't want them to dress casual all the time. What about a massage therapist that comes in to the office once a month and gives everybody a feel-good massage? That's pretty cool. I like that. What about creating a relaxation room where the employee and other people can go during the day to read or even play a video game? And that might be very good for the younger people, the millennials. So I've given you a lot of tips here on things that you can do for your business, but don't forget about that healthy environment that you're going to encourage people to stand up once an hour, maybe do a little exercise here and there. And if you have an office meeting, give them healthy snacks as well, too. So create also, here's another sidebar. If you have a cleaning service that comes in, make sure they're using environmentally safe cleaning supplies, which will be very helpful to the employees. So that's it for today. If you would like to be on the program, if you have topics that you would like to hear, or you know somebody who you'd like to have me interview, please give me a call. teachablemoments@gmail.com. My phone number is 908-832-9544. And I'd love to hear from you. And thank you for listening today. And I will see you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Huntington Medical Center. Huntington Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Huntington Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
USA Radio News.
The Senate Veterans Affairs panel has indefinitely postponed the confirmation hearing for Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson to serve as the next VA secretary. The committee chairs announced the decision today after accusations surfaced about Jackson drinking while on the job and improperly handing out medications. President Donald Trump was asked about this today at the White House.
Well, I haven't heard of the particular allegations, but I will tell you he's one of the finest people that I have met. He's a great doctor. The Veterans Administration is very important to me. We've done a great job with it, as you know, with the Accountability Act and many other things. Now we're working on choice.
The man who took an AR-15 rifle away from a gunman at a Tennessee restaurant told Tennessee lawmakers today he, quote, faced a true test of a man, drawing a standing ovation during his brief address. The Tennessee House hailed James Shaw Jr. as a hero with a resolution for his actions early Sunday morning at a Nashville Waffle House. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, moms and dads, there's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of Sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide, go see it today.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
An expert says a spike in gas prices may be coming to an end, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Continuing an upward trend that started earlier this spring, the national average price per gallon of regular up by 9 cents in a week to $2.85, the highest level since June 2015, according to Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy.
In the situation with China, trade tensions, situation in Syria, all of these geopolitical events do add to what we pay at the pump.
DeHaan, speaking on NBC's Today Show, saying the current average price is 37 cents higher than it was a year ago, but he says the shift to higher cost summer grade gas is almost complete, and he doesn't expect the average to hit $3 anytime soon.
Details are limited at this time, but we're hearing that an F-16 based.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The Senate Veterans Affairs panel has indefinitely postponed the confirmation hearing for Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson to serve as the next VA secretary. The committee chairs announced the decision today after accusations surfaced about Jackson drinking while on the job and improperly handing out medications. President Donald Trump was asked about this today at the White House.
Well, I haven't heard of the particular allegations, but I will tell you he's one of the finest people that I have met. He's a great doctor. The Veterans Administration is very important to me. We've done a great job with it, as you know, with the Accountability Act and many other things. Now we're working on choice.
The man who took an AR-15 rifle away from a gunman at a Tennessee restaurant told Tennessee lawmakers today he, quote, faced a true test of a man, drawing a standing ovation during his brief address. The Tennessee House hailed James Shaw Jr. as a hero with a resolution for his actions early Sunday morning at a Nashville Waffle House. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, moms and dads. There's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide, go see it today.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.